this morning at Grace Presbyterian in Chesapeake, my daughter, Hannah, she was admitted to the table for the first time, which is really awesome. And we came back to our seats and, you know, we were taking the elements. And then I look over and, you know, we took the bread and drank the cup. And then I look over, we're like standing to sing the final song. And I see her with a little cup and she's, man, these gloves, here we go. There we go. I'm ready. You know, she has the cup and she's kind of like trying to get the last little bits. And my dad, mine was like, oh, that's so improper. That's just, what a kid, you know? And then I was like, you know what? I want every last drop of God's grace, you know, like that, like give me more. And the fact that, Jesus never withholds from us, right? God never withholds from us. And there is a bounty of God's grace. And I'm just so thankful to come and to celebrate the Lord's Supper here this evening, because you and I, we need to be reminded of God's bounteous grace in Christ Jesus. And I, when she was coming to the table beforehand, I gave a little exhortation before the elders, you know, gave her the vows and reminding her of the Heidelberg Catechism, where it says, you know, what's going on? What are we being reminded of? What transaction is happening? And I don't have the exact language in front of me, but the Heidelberg Catechism says, as surely as the minister is placing that bread into your hands, so surely you are given God's grace, right? So much as you drink the cup and you are nourished by that, so sure and so real is the nourishment of grace that you are receiving in Christ Jesus. And so as we come to the supper today, be reminded, be repentant over sin, mourn for it, turn from it, confess it to the Lord God, and come reflecting upon his death for you on the cross and the penalty for sin and how he atoned for you. But also come with joy in your hearts, knowing that Christ has saved you and that this is a sign of the reality that you are saved in Christ, that he has died for you, that he has purchased you by his blood, and that you can be nourished by God's grace. For it was on the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he was with the disciples, and he took the bread, and he gave thanks, and he gave it to his disciples, he broke it, and he said, take and eat, all of you, this is my body, broken for you. And in the same way, he took the cup, and again he gave thanks and praise, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, take and drink, all of you, this is the cup of salvation shed in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim Christ's death until he comes again. And this table is set for those who have faith in Christ Jesus, who look to him for their rest, for their salvation, that their hope is in him. Those who have received that covenant sign of baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, if that's you, if your hope is in Jesus and you've been baptized and you are repentant over your sin and you are looking to Christ, please come be nourished by these elements of the bread and the cup. If that's not you, if you're visiting, if you're still trying to figure out who Jesus is or what your relationship to God is, I'd encourage you, don't participate in some religious thing that isn't a reality of where you are. Rather than that, I'd encourage you just to reflect on what you've heard and let those elements pass and perhaps talk to the people who invited you or come talk to anyone you've seen up front. We'd love to have a conversation with you. I'm going to pray for the elements and for this sacrament. And then I'm going to just give some time for you to prepare your hearts before we come forward to receive. Almighty God and Father, we thank you for Jesus' body broken for us, his sacrifice once and for all on the cross, his blood shed for us, and that by these simple elements of the bread and the cup that you not only call to mind the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, but that you really spiritually nourish us by your spiritual presence. And so we ask your blessing upon this sacrament, on these elements, that you would nourish us with your grace, that they would encourage us, that they would strengthen us, that they would bolster us up, that they would help direct our eyes to our Lord and King and our Savior Jesus. We ask all of this in Christ's name. Amen.